You're listening to SBS News.
The past month hasn't been a happy time for Collingwood. Some heavy defeats and injury woes that have seen the Magpies go from premiership favourites to possible finals also-rans. So encountering the bottom of the ladder Gold Coast on the MCG couldn't have come at a better time. The home side making short work of the hapless visitors, running out 69-point winners. Star midfielder Adam Treloar acknowledged the past few weeks had been difficult for the Pies, telling Fox it was the way they played against the Suns rather than the margin itself that was most pleasing.
You know, we wanted to start the game well. We felt like they came out and brought the heat around the ball, which was first class. And to our credit, we really slowed it down and then started to win the ball, take the game on. I think there was a lot more excitement out here. I think the excitement was back. It has been hard the last couple of weeks, especially the way and the manner in the fact that we've lost. That's been the most difficult thing. So, yeah, the way we played today was first class. I think we defended really well.
Collingwood's final round clash with Essendon is shaping as a crucial one for both teams, with the Bombers' grip on a final spot weakened by a 59-point thrashing at the hands of Port Adelaide. Richmond made it 6 wins in a row against Melbourne, the Giants hot on the Tigers' heels in 5th position after a thrilling 2-point victory over crosstown rivals at Sydney. Reigning premiers West Coast and Brisbane continued on their winning ways, moving them to equal points with top of the ladder Geelong, which suffered a surprise 35-point defeat at the hands of Fremantle. Form worries for Cats coach Chris Scott, with the finals fast approaching.
Is it a concern? I think that there's a pretty obvious answer to that question. We'd like to be playing better. And these things are always relative. So with us, you have a look at the 12 games or whatever it was pre-bye and then the games post-bye, and we haven't played as well. But we know we can. It wasn't that long ago. I thought we played pretty well for 3 quarters last week, and the first quarter was pretty good again today. So it's not as if we're just in a huge hole or anything like that.
No such form issues at the top of the table in the NRL. Last year's grand final competence, the Sydney Roosters and Melbourne flexing their muscles and leaving a couple of Queensland teams embarrassed in the process. The Storm made a mockery of any home advantage Brisbane may have had with a 7-1 demolition of the Broncos, while the Roosters topped the half century with a 56-6 win over the Titans in Sydney. Melbourne still enjoys a 3-game buffer at the top of the table, the Roosters moving into second with South Sydney, upset by Cronulla on Saturday night. Post-match, Rabbitohs hooker Damien Cook put the loss down to too many errors and penalties given away.
We haven't been playing our best footy a lot of the season, so we really wanted to get it right tonight. Another 5 games to go after this. We really need to start putting some good performances together if we're going to be, a real title shot. So, we've got the team to do it. We just need to go back to what works for us, and tonight we didn't do that.
The win moves the Sharks back into the top 8 while the Rabbitohs drop to 4th. And that's where the Giants sit on the Super Netball table after a 63-57 win over the Firebirds in Canberra. But player of the match Joe Harton has told Channel 9 the team will need to improve ahead of next weekend's clash against reigning champions the Sunshine Coast Firebirds, who downed ladder leaders the Swifts the night before.
I think we have to up our game, go a bit more intense in training. They don't give up. They played for the full 60 yesterday and beat the Swifts, so expect another tough match next weekend.
The Swifts remain on top with the Lightning second. The Vixens rounding out the top 4 in third with their 64-52 win over the West Coast Fever in Melbourne. Meanwhile, away from Australian soil in England, Steve Smith has become the 5th Australian to post 2 centuries in an Ashes test. Smith's performance at Edgbaston on Sunday sparked debate about his legendary status in the game. His combined tally of 286 is the most runs for an Australian in an away test since Mark Taylor in 1998. Smith says it was a dream comeback for him after the cricket ball tampering scandal. Australia's taken charge in the first Ashes test, with England needing 398 to victory. And finally, in tennis, Nick Kyrgios took spectator participation to another level on match point of his Washington Open semi-final clash with Greece's Stefanos Tsitsipas.
And I think he's going to try the trick that worked for him in the quarterfinal yesterday, asking someone in the crowd, where should I serve this? And that will do the trick. He gets a high five. It worked again.
Indeed it did. The Australian downing the world number 6 to set up a clash in the final with Russian Daniil Medvedev. Alan Lee, SBS News.